Tim, it's Friday, Friday, Friday. How's that song go?
What was her name?
I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's Friday,
Friday before a week full of trade shows.
Yeah, they're all jam-packed into 1 week. So if you can be in Vegas, Indiana, and Chicago all at once, Star Trek did something
like
that.
It's feasible. It's just not practical for us.
Yeah. So unless we can teleport, we're going to be at two of the shows this week. So that's good. AHR, the big one.
This is the time when you want Eric's plane that he flies around in.
Oh, yeah.
So we could go to Vegas, Chicago, Indianapolis, all in 1 week.
So it got me thinking, you had brought something up the other day about how many trade shows you've been to. And you said, I think I've been to 22. And John, you're not too far behind. I think I counted it's 20.
Yeah,
AHR shows.
Yeah, AHR, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been to much, much more than that at my previous life as editor on some other magazine. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be fun to go back into the time machine and kind of, you know, just reminisce about those shows that we first started at. And if you can recall.
You get dropped into?
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or a funny story of, you know, one of the first trade shows you went to. So I was telling you off air, I'm going to tell the story, Tim. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So my very first trade show, I started at, it was called Connor's Business Publishing or Connor's Publishing.
I remember it well.
Something like that. And I was hired part-time to do like some administrative stuff, work on some graphic stuff and things like that, and do a little bit of writing. And not even a weekend, they had a trade show. I can't remember. It was like an architectural show or a lighting show or something like that. Anyway, it was in Atlanta, Georgia, and the editor asked me to go, and I said, you know, I'm not really up to speed on, you know, all the ins and outs of the magazine, the topics and stuff like that. And he goes, oh no, it'll be fine. And then he said, hey, I'll put you up in the Four Seasons in Atlanta. I said, oh shit. Well, that's an added incentive to go. I'll go. I went. And the first day I remember walking on the show floor and we had a booth there, and I walked up to the booth and there was a young woman who worked on our staff. She was like an administrative assistant. I walk up to her, I say, hello, you know, how you doing? She goes, hey, do you mind watching the booth for like 5 minutes? I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, whatever. It's going on like a half an hour, 2 hours. This lady is gone. Like she is gone. I'm sitting in the booth and people are coming up asking me questions about past stories in the magazine and technical stuff about construction and engineering and California deregulation. And I'm just like, what in the hell did I just get into? And so finally it's like 4 or 5 o'clock. I close up the booth, meet the rest of the staff for dinner. And I said, yeah, you know, it was weird. I went to the booth and we'll just name her Sarah. Sarah asked me to watch the booth for 5 minutes and she just like left. And then they told me that like, yeah, she went and got a mani-pedi at the nearest salon. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. No, really? And they said, yeah, she left for for the whole day to go do this. And so I'm not joking. The very next day I get to the booth and she's like, hey, can you watch the booth for a minute? And I said, there's no effing way you're on your own there. And she eventually got fired from the company. She was an administrative assistant. And when she got let go, they cleaned out her cubicle. And underneath the cubicle, there was like bins and bins of mail that she was responsible to distribute to all the publishers and editors. She just never did any. She never did it. She never did anything. And I'll just never forget that. Getting thrown into the fire, that very first trade show I ever experienced.
So that's not very similar, but I attended in my previous life back in the mid-90s when I was first working in newspapers or in a time period when I was working in nonprofits. There were several smaller trade shows I went to, but they weren't anything to do with this industry. The one of the very first trade shows, though, I worked in the industry was AHR Expo. And this would have been 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is that the company that owns and manages AHR Expo, International Exposition Corporation, the Stevens family, they have several other trade shows, and one of their other trade shows is the Chemical Show, as the Chem Show. It's every 2 years in New York City. Well, 2001, obviously, we've got 9/11. The very first trade show after 9/11 was the Chem Show in late October. Mm-hmm. And I remember how weird it was to be at the Javits Center that 6 weeks earlier was the triage and where all the things that were going on from 9/11 were staging and stuff was occurring. Mm-hmm. And some of that was still really prevalent in downtown Manhattan. So we had the Chem Show that last weekend in October. And I remember how haunting it was to be there.
Yeah.
And it was the first show to return to New York City after 9/11. And they kind of, in a hush hush way, made a big deal out of it with the mayor and the governor. And, the city was reopening. We weren't going to let terrorists beat us. That whole mantra, which was really, it was good to be a part of it. It was just, I think back on it, and it was kind of haunting if you think about it. Just, being that first trade show back at the Javits Center.
Yeah.
So that was, the kind of weird thing for me to really start working in the industry, even though that's not a part of our industry. The trade show is owned by the same company that owns AHR Expo. So, this is my 22nd AHR Expo. I've been on a lot of different sides. I've been on the media side. I've been on the manufacturer side. And at the time, and you know this, I used to be the PR guy for the show.
When
you would go into the press office, there I am greeting all the media people saying, welcome to the AHR Expo.
Yeah.
Welcome to the press office. Be quiet. Shut up. Enjoy dinner or lunch and breakfast. If you need anything, ask somebody else. I'm kidding.
But speaking of Javits Center, Tim. Remember when the snowstorm, what year was that when they had the
was
snow?
It like 2014 or 15?
Yeah. And then, all these after parties, the plows even stopped running. And so good luck trying to find a rogue cab, which we did find eventually, but that was something.
We've had two bad experiences in the last 15 years with this trade show. We were in Vegas 1 year, and it got there. It was a huge snowstorm in the Midwest and the East Coast, and people were delayed. People either left the show on Monday night, they moved up their flights, or they were stuck until like the following Saturday trying to get out of Vegas. Cause I was stuck. I was like in Vegas for 10 days.
I was there. They put me in the Wynn Hotel and
nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was like beautiful. You walk in and like the shades automatic, the curtains automatically open. You have the view of the strip and they're like, oh, we have to keep you here one more day. And I'm like, I think I could live here. I think I could deal with it. But yeah, I do remember that. One of the first trade shows in this particular, plumbing and heating trade when I started back in the day, it was the Ish North America show, Tim. It was in Boston.
I remember it well. I was working at ASPE. This was back in the early 2000s.
Yeah. 2004. It was in Boston. It was a good show. I just don't understand, with the competition of all the shows and stuff, but you would think like Ish backing that, one of the probably the largest, air conditioning and heating show in the world that happens every other year in the odd years. And so they decided in the US they would make it, the even years. So in 2004, I just remember going to that show. It was a good show. And then eventually it just died out. But
well, big competition. It's hard to have those huge shows twice in a year. That's a big expense for the carriers, the trains, the, you know, Tacos, the Bradford Whites, not so much Bradford White for the ish, but those big HVAC companies, that's a big expense. I mean, yeah. We know that when we go to the builder show and AHR, these companies are spending millions of dollars to attend.
Yeah.
The exhibit space, the employees, the time, the creative, just shipping. It's a very expensive marketing venture for these companies.
Yeah. But as we mentioned, the show AHR will be Monday, you know, festivities starting Sunday night with things. But, you know, my hometown, you know, basically your hometown, the weather, you know, it's going to be cold Saturday and Sunday. I have to admit, it's going to be like the highs in the teens. But then the AHR turnaround Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, going to be like in the mid 30s, maybe, and possible rain or snow on Tuesday. But I think overall, it's going to be a great show.
It won't be a frigid, you know, wearing 13 layers. It'll be a little bit mushy, messy. It's Chicago. It's January. That's the problem we have.
Yeah, but I want to see the Californians squirm a little bit, you know, when they come in.
You want to see Mike. You want to see how many clothes Mike brings.
The Floridian. Didn't he say he had a fur coat, for God's sakes?
He said, I'm going to wear a fur coat. He's a pimp. Mike's a pimp.
But tomorrow night, we're celebrating your wife's birthday downtown, so the hub team will be together tomorrow night. It's actually here, Tim.
She's turning 39.
39, that's right. That's right. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. No, it's a good time. We have a packed schedule, as always, but we're shooting a lot of video content for social media this year. We've got a pretty packed calendar with booth visits, with video content we're creating, obviously multiple podcasts while we're on site, activities afterwards, the big Kaleffi event on Monday. If you're at the show and you don't know, 11 o'clock on Monday at the Kaleffi booth, which is the South Hall 7981, we're doing a Coffee with Kaleffi live. John and I are kind of the host, and we're interviewing people for 45 minutes. So we'll kick off the day with a little coffee with Kaleffi.
Yeah. John Siegenthaler, Hot Rod, and then Andy and Eric will be part of the panel, and Tim and I will be the MCs. It'll be fun. And Tim mentioned the podcast. There's a podcast pavilion right in front of North Hall.
Actually, I thought it was next to the beer garden.
Yeah, it is next to the beer garden. But if you're tired, 3 o'clock, we're doing it Tuesday afternoon. So if you're tired and you want to just, rest the dogs, come on over, sit down, listen to some good conversation. We'll have a member of Stone Mountain Technologies, Neritz, and Kaleffi.
Yes. So maybe even another guest or two. Who knows? We're going to have a lot of fun with the podcast. This is what, the third year we've done podcasts.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, we have one at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if you're still at the show and you're kind of rounding it out, just stop by and say hello. We'd love to.
People, it's next to the beer garden. What's so hard about sitting down, listening to us two dopes and drinking?
I feel like, we should be enough to like hold people's interest, but you're right. I think we need the beer garden
I'm leading with the, what people are wanting. Hey, there's beer. Oh, and John and Tim were up there talking. I've got 30 minutes.
That's right. All right. Well, safe travels up. It'll be a packed week with AHR and then WET towards the end of the week. So
yeah, we didn't even touch on WET because we're doing a quick drive down 57 to my home from Chicago, 2.5 hour drive from McCormick. We will shoot over to Indianapolis, another 2 hour drive Thursday morning, spend 2 days in Indianapolis, get to see all our friends at, Hammerhead and Rigid and Odie and, General Pipe Cleaners, get to see all our buddies over there and have some fun over there.
Yep. It'll be fun. I hope I survive it, Tim.
Yeah, make it COVID, but other than that.
No, I've had COVID. I'm done with that. True. So
you're immune. Good. That's right. You're immune right now. You're in that 6 week, 8 week, 10 week window, whatever it is.
So unless it's RSVP or the flu, I'm not I'm not worried about it. So,
well, we hope you see us, you say hi. Eric, Andy, John, and I will be all over the show floor, both North Hall, South Hall, and like I said, Podcast Pavilion. We hope to see you there.
Yeah. And real quick, I wrote a little story a couple years ago. I revised it. It's on mechanicalhub.com. It's trade show tips for a better experience. There's, I think, 10 listed. Look through them. I mean, there's some good stuff we've learned over the years, and we share with you. And, you know, we just want you to have an enjoyable experience, a comfortable experience, you know, one that you learn a lot and you make connections. That's what these shows are about. And
absolutely.
Man, it's going to be fun.
All right. Well, I will see you there tomorrow.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Peace out, Tim.
Peace. Safe travels.